Denmark has announced a $2 billion investment to strengthen its defense capabilities in the Arctic, citing growing security challenges in the region. The plan includes new ships, drones, and enhanced satellite capabilities to address evolving threats in collaboration with Greenland and the Faroe Islands. What is included in Denmark's Arctic defense plan? Defense Minister Troels Lund Poulsen unveiled the initiative, which includes the construction of 3 Arctic ships, additional long-range drones, and improved satellite surveillance. These upgrades aim to modernize Denmark's limited Arctic resources, which currently consist of older inspection vessels, a single surveillance aircraft, and dog sled patrols. Poulsen emphasized the need for Denmark to assert its sovereignty in the Arctic while enhancing its ability to monitor the region effectively. The new investment will also bolster NATO missions, reflecting the alliance's growing focus on Arctic security. Why is Greenland a focal point for defense? Greenland, the world's largest island and a Danish autonomous territory, holds significant strategic importance. Located between North America and Europe, it serves as a critical hub for emerging shipping routes and contains vast natural resources like rare earth minerals and uranium. The U.S. operates a military base at Patufik, vital for its missile early warning systems. Recent remarks by President Donald Trump, who expressed interest in acquiring Greenland for its strategic value, reignited international attention on the territory. Greenland, however, has repeatedly stated that it is not for sale. Vivian Motzfeldt, Greenland's independence and foreign affairs minister, welcomed Denmark's defense initiative as an important step toward regional security. What's driving the Arctic arms race? Melting ice in the Arctic, a consequence of climate change, has opened new shipping lanes and increased accessibility to untapped resources. This has intensified competition among global powers. Russia has significantly expanded its military presence in the Arctic, while China has declared itself a near Arctic state and increased its investments in the region. Denmark's military upgrades aim to counterbalance these developments, ensuring its presence in the Arctic aligns with both national and NATO security priorities. Denmark's historical and modern role in Greenland, Denmark, has been responsible for Greenland's defense since World War II, when the U.S. first established a military presence on the island to prevent Nazi occupation. Today, the U.S. military base at Patufik continues to play a strategic role, supporting missile defense and maintaining regional stability. The new defense plan is expected to strengthen this long-standing partnership. What's next for Arctic defense? Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen is advocating for stronger European cooperation on Arctic issues. She plans to meet with NATO allies and European leaders to discuss the growing challenges in the region, including climate change and resource competition. Additional funding for Arctic defense is expected to be announced later this year.